Wednesday is movie day here on First Look, and it'd be no exception on this Wednesday as we visit with our cinematic expert, the man who's got his finger on the pulse of everything. He is the pride of Braintree, Mass, the one and only Bill Rigoli. It used to be Prince Spaghetti Day, but, you know, we've decided it's easier with movies. How you doing, Bill?
I'm doing pretty well. How are you?
Excellent. Spring is coming, and weather is starting to actually be spring-like. It was like 65 yesterday, and it's time to get outdoors and have some fun. And unfortunately, it doesn't mean going to the movies so much.
That's right. It's actually a slow time right now. And this is, box office-wise, the end of spring. And May will bring us a bunch of big movies, so that will start the summer season. But right now, not that much going on. Challengers was number one over the weekend. That was the movie with Zendaya as a tennis pro and Love Triangle. That made $15 million, which is pretty much what they expected, maybe a little more. Interestingly enough, 58% of its audience was female, and 76% was between 18 and 34. That's the sweet spot for making money.
Yeah, it is. Okay, that's good.
Yeah, and number two was Unsung Hero. That's the faith-based movie about the faith-based band King and Country. $7.8 million there. It was only expected to make between $5 or $6 million, so that was over expectations. And 55% of its audience was over 55 years old. So that's kind of a different crowd.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then a bunch of movies that have been out a while. Bring up the rear. We've got Godzilla Kong at $7.2 million over the weekend. It's now made over $519 million worldwide.
Well, okay.
Yeah, it turned out to be a pretty good bet. And Civil War was in fourth place with $7 million. And Abigail, that's the movie about the vampire ballerina.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
I like that premise. $0.25 million, it's now made just over 18, so that's still got a little ways to go to show a profit. But as I said, it's getting close to summer, and this weekend we've got what's considered a big one, The Fall Guy.
And The Fall Guy?
The Fall Guy. It stars Ryan Gosling, and, you know, I'm just Ken. And they're expecting a big crowd for this. In this one, he stars as a stuntman, and like every other stuntman, he gets blown up, he gets shot, crashes, thrown through windows, dropped off really high buildings, all to make a movie. And after an almost career-ending accident, he has to track down a missing movie star and solve a conspiracy to win back the love of his life, played by Emily Blunt. She's directing a movie, so what could possibly go wrong? Who knows? But that's expected to make a ton of money. Nowhere Special is also out there. This is an Irish film, actually, and it's about a 35-year-old window cleaner who dedicated his life to bringing up his son after the child's mother left him soon after giving birth. But then he finds out he's only got a few months left to live, so he has to find a new perfect family for the three-year-old. And he's trying to shield the kid from the terrible reality of what's happening to him. And the actor who plays him, James Norton, would go to Belfast all the time and spend time playing with toys in the young actor's bedroom just so they could bond.
Well, that's one way to make it more realistic.
Right. Well, it's tough with young actors. You never know what to expect.
No, that's true.
Yeah, those kids can go wild.
You never work with kids or animals.
Right. That's the old saw, and it's sometimes true. Mm-hmm. And also coming out, we need a horror movie, so Tarot, Tarot Cards, is coming out.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, it's about a group of friends who violate the sacred rule of tarot readings, which is never use someone else's deck of tarot cards. Yeah. So they unknowingly unleash an unspeakable devil trapped within the cards. One by one, they all die, you know. So we've got that kind of movie. On Netflix, oh boy, what do you see here about this one? It's called Unfrosted. And it stars Jerry Seinfeld, Christian Slater, big cast, Jim Gaffigan, Hugh Grant, and takes place in 1963 in Michigan, where Kellogg's and Post were competing to create a little cake. Actually, Pop-Tarts. You could change Breakfast forever.
And Jerry Seinfeld's in it, so obviously, yeah.
And the whole idea is taken actually from one of his stand-up bits about Pop-Tarts.
Yeah, well, between Pop-Tarts and he had a fascination for cereals. And somebody recently created a miniature of Jerry's apartment, and they painstakingly made little tiny boxes of cereal to, you know. I mean, you know, talk about a show about nothing. Well, it really was.
Yeah, exactly. And oddly enough, this is the first time he's actually had a leading role in a live-action film. He has done voiceovers for animated movies, but this is the first time you actually get to see him on the big screen.
Being somebody other than he is.
That's true, too. All right. Turtles All the Way Down on HBO Max. And that's based on a young adult novel written by John Green. Now, he did The Fault in Our Stars and Paper Town. And I've been to press events where they've shown some of his movies. And kids applaud him. They know who he is because he writes the books they like.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
That should get him out.
Yeah. The guy, you know, it's an author that kids applaud for, so that's interesting.
Yeah.
Plot-wise, this is about a girl named Aza, and she's trying to be good, and a good friend, and a good daughter, and a good student, dealing with all these weird thoughts she can't control because she has a mental illness.
Hmm.
And then she reconnects with a guy named Davis, who was her childhood crush, and has to deal with all sorts of problems there.
Oh, boy.
It's a weeper.
This could go all kinds of horrible ways.
Yeah. And if you're wondering what happened to Gross Out Comedies, what happened to them? Prom Dates. It's got John Michael Higgins, who's a really good character actor, though he's kind of hard to figure out because this guy has, you know, he looks good, but you can't quite place him, but he's always also pretty funny. Chelsea Handler's in this as well, and it's about two best friends, two girls, Jess and Hannah. At the age of 13, they said, we're going to have the perfect senior prom when that day comes. And over the next 4 years, they're committed to honoring their prom pact, but with only 24 hours left before the big event, everything falls apart when they break up with their dates.
Well.
Yeah. I've watched the trailer, and definitely some gross-out humor going on. Lots of bleeding noses for some reason.
I guess that's the in thing this week, I guess.
Yeah, and then we've got a movie on Amazon with some big stars. It's called The Idea of You, and it stars Anne Hathaway. Remember her? Yeah,
of course.
I haven't seen her in a bit. Also, Nicholas Galitzine. Yeah, that's it. She plays a 40-year-old single mom and has an unexpected romance with this 24-year-old. And he happens to be the lead singer of a hot boy band.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. What happens is she steps in to chaperone her teenage daughter's trip to the Coachella Music Festival and has a chance encounter with this guy, and then things get a little uncomfortable and weird, but it's a romance.
Mom!
Exactly.
Don't date the band!
You're right. Perfect. But that's what we've got now. In the end of the month, when summer officially starts, at least at the box office, we've got Furiosa. That's stars Anna Taylor-Joy, and it's the latest in the Mad Max saga. And also that weekend, the Garfield movie opens up.
Wow, a Garfield movie.
A Garfield movie. And for you DVD folks, Mean Girls and Madame Web, that's the big flop with Dakota Johnson. It was not quite a Spider-Man movie.
Right.
And, yeah, so that's out too. And for you, you're just curious as to just how bad it was, it won't cost you quite as much as having to see it in the movie theater.
That's right. You can just watch 10 minutes of it and say, okay, that's it. Done. Yep. Well, they're not all great, are they? And more of them are coming our way as we get to it. So, we'll talk about it next week then.
Absolutely. Take care.